Let me introduce you to these fellows, to the Moe. One name is Addy, the other is Moe. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the Moe. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Moe's just fat. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
What's that now?
Hey yo, I am Addy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you say something?
Oh, hey, yo, I'm Mo.
Oh, hi, Mo.
Hey, Addy.
I didn't see you there.
Tell me when to start the show.
Don't know how. So let's talk about the build to WrestleMania.
13?
Yes.
WrestleMania 13. This is going to be great.
It is.
Look, not every match is looking stellar. I mean, we don't know what we're going to get with that Chicago Street fight.
Right.
As a feud, it's all right.
You got to remember, too, that the World Championship match is Sid against Undertaker.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, that's scheduled now, but that's only because they've had to make so many changes. That wasn't their plan. You can't blame them for that match. Well, maybe you can for not having a good backup plan. Yeah. And for putting Sid in the title match at first, but he's been getting the crowd reaction. At least he was.
I find it very hard to believe that Pat Patterson does not have a good backup plan.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He is key and creative there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, who is exactly booking it now? Just him and
Cornette.
Obviously Vince and Cornette. It's just those three. Well, yeah. I mean, so trust them to come up with something. I mean, they should put together a good match.
Probably.
It's like that Sid. I'm looking at that Sid and Taker match, and I'm thinking, like the Hogan Warrior match, you didn't think that would be very good,
mm-hmm.
but then it succeeded past expectations.
Yeah.
And no question, it'll probably be the most over match of the night, without any question.
I think the only way that this match is going to be any good is if Sid shits his pants. Then, that's going to add a star.
Yeah.
That will add a star.
So it'll go to a six-star match.
Six-star. Like, what's his name? Nakamura.
Who?
Didn't Shitsuke Nakamura want a six-star match?
Shitsuke? No, I don't think there was a Shitsuke.
Shitsuke.
Okada might have.
Yeah, maybe that's who it is.
Yeah.
You know, the Japanese guy.
Yeah, Misawa.
Yeah.
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 Misawa.
Yeah. No, Inoki.
Who?
Inoki.
Ah.
Noki. But yeah, so no, it's you're a bit dyslexic in that we are on the road to WrestleMania 31.
Hmm?
31.
What?
30 fucking one.
But we're going to California for WrestleMania.
Yeah, 13 was in Chicago.
Oh.
You're thinking of 12 in Anaheim.
Yeah, isn't it? Are we going to 12? I'm looking forward to that match.
You're the one. We're going to get the return of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
I don't think
we'll get that.
No.
We'll get Sting.
That's true.
I like that.
Against Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. You're right. Oh my god. 19 years later, he's going to take on the other Blade Runner.
The other Blade Runner.
Oh, wow. That's amazing when you put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, WrestleMania 31, they're building towards it. The funny thing is, I'm not at all, not super excited about WrestleMania's card or anything at this point, probably largely because most of it, we still have no clue what the hell.
Yeah.
But, man, Fastlane's looking better than anything in a long time.
Yeah, we're going to have, so far, Fastlane, we're going to have Rusev and Cena.
Yeah.
We're going to have a contract signing with Triple H and Sting.
Yeah.
We're going to have a tag team championship match with the Usos against the Brass Ring Club.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Daniel Bryan against Roman fucking Reigns.
Now, not all these have imagined or been announced yet. The Masters of the WWE Universe versus the WWE Masters of the WWE Universe versus the Usos has not been announced yet.
Oh, hasn't it? I thought it has.
No.
Oh.
But the Brass Ring Club against them might have been.
Mm, yes. But now you've got the main event of WrestleMania currently in disarray, as it were.
Uh-huh.
Because Raw opened with Hunter basically making a kind of a mini tournament, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Where and in this tournament, Roman Reigns receives a bye all the way to the finals.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, I guess the semifinals.
Right on Twitter, right before Raw starts.
Uh-huh.
Which I ran out of room because I was going to say
150
more,
characters.
140.
I thought it was 50 now.
40.
Oh.
Maybe it's 50.
I don't know.
Could be 140.
You ran out of room.
Could be 150.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could be 150. Look at you.
Kilograms?
So old.
All right. So I ran out of room. So I just go on there like 20 minutes before Raw starts. Or okay. Half hour. Probably half hour, hour before Raw starts. Whatever I say. I expect tonight on Raw. No Brock on Raw tonight.
Right.
I'm expecting the Bray Wyatt Undertaker build to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And for Daniel Bryan to be announced as the number one contender to take on, or to announce in a number one contender match against Roman Reigns.
Right.
At Fastlane for the WrestleMania spot. So I say that. And then this guy tweets back to me, why would Daniel Bryan get a shot against Roman Reigns with the number one shot? He was in the Royal Rumble, both were, and he lost. So here's the thing. When I'm tweeting, I'm not tweeting out what they should do. Or if it makes any sense. Or picking a favorite. I'm just saying the storylines they're going to do because I sat in on the production meeting that day.
Yes.
And I'm trying to give a spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And did you?
Actually, yeah.
Oh.
I called it. I usually do.
Yeah.
I'm rarely wrong.
See, I texted. I don't really call anybody anymore.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, so now you got it's Brian.
Good. I was worried that, like, one voice, you know, like video calls would happen.
FaceTime?
Yeah, I was scared about that because, you know,
mm-hmm.
Your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was look scared of that too, but your face doesn't fit on the screen. Mm-hmm. So it's like just like half of your, you basically look like Sloth from the Goonies.
Mm. You know, I never saw the Goonies.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Then how did you learn the truffle shuffle? But you had a tournament. And you had a fantastic match between Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins, which was great to see. Raw was like peaks and valleys for me.
Well, Raw was 3 hours and 11 minutes. And during that, you had an 18-minute match between Rollins and Bryan.
Great match.
You had a 15-minute match between Wyatt and Ziggler.
Not a great match.
Five other matches that totaled, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had 56 minutes of wrestling, 3 hours and 11 minutes.
Wrestling. Well, let's call it 2.5 hours. Let's throw commercials in there.
They roll through the commercials during the matches, so you can't do that.
Who does?
The show is on for 3 hours and 11. You can't do that. The event is...
I can do whatever I want.
You can't do that. The matches continue during commercial breaks. So you can't.
The matches roll.
So you have 56 minutes worth of wrestling on a 3 hour and 11 minute show.
So they roll through the commercial. So in 2.5 hours, they had 56 minutes of wrestling. And
two of that was two great matches. Which let you know how much the other five matches they care about.
I will not call Dolph and Bray Wyatt great. Okay. Because of the finish.
What about the finish? You didn't like that?
Well, you know what? We've been playing the super card game.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the super card game.
Yeah, I play it all the time.
It's a nice little video game. Mm-hmm. A lot like Bray Wyatt and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Well, so what's wrong with it?
Hmm? It was just a video game. I wasn't really into it. It just there was no selling.
But you said, what's the problem with the finish, though? Bray Wyatt booked to go strong so he can take on Taker. What's the...
Well, just the zigzag. You do the zigzag, you immediately pop up and go into a Sister Abigail.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't make any sense to me. Like, it wasn't like he... You know, they do the whole, like, he does the move, but he's injured.
Yeah, he no-sells because, like, the Undertaker would no-sell moves.
I understand.
Set up, and but he's like the Undertaker. That's the gimmick.
But he's not. That's the thing. It's like, you can... Okay, if you're going to establish that, but you never have. And so that's why I didn't like it. You have no... We have not established Bray Wyatt is a super sit-up, no-sell motherfucker.
But they are now.
Well, so if they do that, then in 6 months from now or 2 months from now, when he does it, I'll understand it. I'll go, oh, that's what he's been doing. That's his thing. But right now, it's not his thing, so I thought it was stupid.
But if they do it for the next 2 months leading into WrestleMania, by that point, it's his thing.
Yes, and so that match that they have at the go-home show of WrestleMania when he pops up and they've been doing it for 2 months, I'll go, okay, that's his thing. I don't trust them to do a thing because that would be consistent. And the only consistent thing that they are is inconsistent.
The only thing you can count on is that you can't count on anything.
That's right. But if you can't trust Shawn Michaels, who can you trust? I don't know. But so that I didn't like.
Okay.
Bryan and Rollins.
Well, I don't really see
your point,
fucking
fantastic.
Though.
Fucking fantastic. But Listen, in terms of the peaks and valleys, so now it's a mini tournament where Bryan beats Rollins, and now it's Rollins, and now it's Bryan and Roman, and Roman did a little bit of a, like, he could go a bit bad here. He could be a heel, if you will.
He could,
based on that interview.
He could,
you know, it just they don't get along, right? It is the thing. Roman's pissed. I mean, I understand Roman's pissed because he had a main event at WrestleMania and now he doesn't. So he threw a temper tantrum, essentially.
Because he's a baby.
Yeah.
Because we've seen this storyline many times before where they win the Royal Rumble. I can think of this before. The guy wins the Royal Rumble and yet can lose it the next month and has to defend it and whatever.
Has to defend it, sure. I've seen that. We've seen that probably more times than the traditional.
Didn't we see that with Shawn Michaels, speaking of?
Shawn Michaels.
Didn't he have to do that?
No. He didn't have to. They had a tag match.
Well, he had two.
They had the Raw main event and the SmackDown main event as a tag match. That was on the Donald Trump one.
No, I'm talking about back like Mania 11 or 12.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Mania 12.
No, he just fought. Well, he put the title shot on the line.
Yeah, he did.
To get at Owen Hart. Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's right. Because Owen Hart's the one that didn't cigarette him.
That's right.
Yeah, they did that. The last time I think someone really, really complained about not winning the Royal Rumble or not getting the title shot was of course, 97.
Yeah, good year.
Great year.
Oh, yeah.
And Brett, of course, turned heel off that.
He turned what?
Heel.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
But he swerved us.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he swerved
us. I really don't know what that means.
In which case, I think Brad even said that in his heel turn promo. You swerved me. Everybody swerved me.
Did he?
Everybody in this goddamn dressing room knows that I'm the best there is, best there was, the best there ever will be.
I remember him saying something about shit.
Frustrated isn't the goddamn word for it. This is bullshit.
Word for word.
Yeah. Do it. After he shoves Vince.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was fantastic. But, so, okay, you got Roman. You still got that edge to him where he's pissed, right?
Sure.
So now you got Roman and Bryan. And
put. Yeah.
Like, you know what I was thinking on Sunday, actually, before Raw, how do you make Brock Lesnar a babyface at WrestleMania? And you know what? They found a way.
Well, yeah, no, they have. There's no question about that. But he was probably going to be anyways.
They're going to guarantee it.
There's a couple ways you can look at this. They could be thinking, okay, people are complaining that Daniel Bryan never got his shot.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do is we'll put him against Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Because Roman Reigns, even though he's heelish toward Daniel Bryan, especially when he's telling him to get out of his room, and Daniel Bryan's not saying anything more than, hey, let's compete. You know, right? Like,
yeah.
He hasn't done anything to to incur his wrath, you know?
No.
Other than he's going to get an opportunity. He never got his opportunity to, you know, back again. He's going to go for it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So
He never lost the championship.
Yeah, no, so this, you know, then he lost clean to Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, Bray Wyatt's going to go against Undertaker. He has to be strong.
Yes.
Be like a video game.
Yep.
Yeah, so, again, like, Daniel Bryan's not doing anything to make Reigns pissed. So Reigns' character, if he was a babyface, would be going, it's not your fault. I'm going to compete against you. I'm going to beat you. But these guys are still jackasses for putting me in the situation.
Yeah, these guys are cocksuckers.
Yeah, basically. That would be. But instead, you're right. He's bullying a little bit. He's trying to intimidate Daniel Bryan. He's acting a bit heelish. But he's also being attacked by, he's being attacked by, like, the authority's henchmen and that type of thing. Like, he's still having to overcome the authority. Like, the authority's not behind either of these guys. And Seth Rollins is still technically their guy. Seth Rollins still has the briefcase in all of this, which we cannot forget.
No, that's right.
Both for Fastlane and for, WrestleMania.
Yeah, and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he would have it until, what, June of next year?
right up until your mummy is a skank next year in July, right?
July. So
June or July, I don't know.
June or July, so he has it, for a year. And, I mean, if he held it past WrestleMania, I don't think that ever would have happened before.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not where a guy held one of the Money in the Bank pay-per-view and then held it.
And then held it. Yeah, how many Money Your Mummy is a Skank pay-per-views, though, have there?
I mean, I think Edge had it for 9 months.
When he won it at Mania and cashed in at New Year's Revolution the first time.
Yeah, I think that was eight or nine months.
Yeah.
And then, I'm trying to think who else would have had it the longest.
Oh, there weren't a lot of long guys, so let me tell you. Because Miz would have won it and it cashed it in like November.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Damian Sandow didn't have it
Punk
that long.
Punk both times didn't have it that long.
No, Punk didn't have it out of the summer either time. Ken Kennedy lost it over to Edge. That was over the summer.
Yeah.
Any other...
Ziggler had it for a long time. Ziggler did have it till the day after Mania. So that would be...
That's right. There you go. Which Rollins could do as well.
Which Rollins could do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see how that went over that night.
Well, you know how it would go over. It's a title change, and it's a hardcore crowd, and it's...
A hardcore crowd, yeah, they're probably really going to love Rollins.
We will.
Yeah, good point.
We'll be there.
But I'm not sure I'll love Rollins or not. I mean, I respect him, but I don't know if he'll be the guy. I don't know if he'll be the guy that that crowd likes to cheer for a heel, or will they just continue to cheer for Bryan? Who knows? I don't know. So we'll see. I mean, Ziggler was a heel a year ago, which is weird to think of. You know.
Yeah, it is weird to think of Ziggler as a champion.
Heel Ziggler.
Your fast lane as well. We forgot about Wade Barrett and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, we'll get there to all this stuff.
Anyway.
Back to the Daniel Bryan, you're right. He's acting a little heelish, but...
Roman Reigns
is. It could be that they're trying to do a tweener thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that they're trying to do a... Tweener anti-hero, like Austin.
Yeah. No.
It could be.
But it's not going to be.
Probably not, but it could be.
It could be that you're right, it could be that they're trying to do that.
Could be.
Because they try lots of things and suck.
Could be, but it also could be that, and this is kind of what, it could just be that they're thinking, if Daniel Bryan faces him, and he beats him clean, then people will be behind him because he beat Daniel Bryan clean. Daniel Bryan can hug him or shake his hand or whatever at the end.
Yeah.
Put him over and it'll give him the momentum and everybody will have no reason to bitch because Daniel Bryan got a shot against them and got beat by the better man. And that's what my initial reaction was.
Yeah.
As this goes on, though, and I look at the SmackDown spoilers, Miz beats... Reigns... beats up Miz one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
In a one-on-one match, like a two-minute match or something.
Yeah.
So he gets the easy jobber.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas Daniel Bryan gets to face Seth Rollins and J&J Security.
Yeah, on a three-on-one.
Yeah, Mercury and Jamie Noble, right?
On a three-on-one Cena fan match.
Yeah, and then afterwards, he gets attacked by Kane Fuckoff and Kane Fuckoff gives him a double choke slam or something like that.
Right.
So, you know, he's positioned as A, in the main event slot in that show, and B, as the underdog, whereas Reigns gets the easy loser that he's facing.
Yeah, the deck right? is so, stacked.
Yeah, so when I look at that booking, I'm like, I don't really know what they're going to do now. I still think they're going to go Lesnar.
Roman.
And that's kind of where this, the word is, at least the people who are promoting the show are being told still to do that, and that to build the show a promotion around, number one, around Reigns, Roman Reigns, number Roman two, Lesnar. Around Brock Lesnar, number three, around Cena.
Right.
When the real build should be for the biggest star, and the reason most people will be going is of course, Sting, and number two is Undertaker, and number three is Lesnar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the guys they should be building it around. But whatever. They're going to build it around those.
I'm going for Randy Savage.
Well, there's that. You know, but if you're going to Mania.
For Randy Savage.
If you're going to Hall of Fame, you're going for Randy Savage.
Well, I think of Mania. Elbow drop.
Like On Fire.
Yes.
Like Katy Perry.
Like Katy Perry.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
The bitch with an itch.
On Fire, elbow drop. But...
I like how you were scratching when I said that, too.
Yeah, it was a coincidence.
Yeah.
Well, your mother gave me something.
Yeah.
But,
Fight. The itchy and scratchy show.
So, anyways, it seems very much like Daniel Bryan is the guy. So, I think they're going to still go with Roman Reigns. I suspect what we're going to see now is, I think that, I don't think Brock is leaving.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's starting to look to me more and more, I don't think Brock is leaving.
I get that idea the way that Hunter said that. The way that Hunter answered that question. And the way that Steve Austin was allowed to ask Hunter that question.
Yeah.
It was, to me, that's... Yeah, that's...
It, very much, they have more money.
Yeah.
It's not just the fighting and the idea of getting beat and being exposed and... You can come back to WWE, but you don't know what it'll do to you to have to come back to WWE after this. But he might win, he might not win. But if he's going to go, there's no sense to go to Bellator because you're going to make about equal money. And you're just going to face, if you face worse guys, Everyone's going to say it's a joke. Like, you have to face the best.
Yeah.
Facing the best means that you're going to have to do like the training camp alone.
Right.
Is worse than anything he's gone through since he's been in the WWE. You know, like, it's torture. And at 38, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think he's staying. So him staying...
You know, though, he's had to... Like, he's been on a lot of Raw shows lately, right? Like, he's been...
A few times.
A fair number, let's say, of Raw episodes. And he's only in, like, 5 minutes of it, let's say, right?
Yeah.
So he's had to watch, like, 2-3 hours of it, right? Like, that's torture.
That's true.
So he might be more prepared than you give him credit
for. That's true. You know, I mean, it's like Raw this Monday. I'm like, oh, awful show. But the booking, the direction they're going is good for most things. Like, Fastlane is good. They're booking things. Booking things that I want to see. They're booking in a direction I want to go in.
I like muddying the water for this WrestleMania. I like this.
Yeah. You've muddied the water. All of a sudden, the U.S. title is an important place, and you're about to make the IC title theoretically important. And just in general, I'm like, okay, what you're booking, what you're building for Fastlane, I'm really into. The fact that you can't put on a good 3-hour show weekly isn't a surprise.
You're going to have a great tag team title match.
It should be an awesome match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, back to it, I think what we're going to see is Reigns versus... We're going to see... Reigns, Brock will be the babyface of the crowd, and I think you're going to see Paul Heyman turn on Brock and go with Reigns. And then you'll have the heel Reigns, who needs somebody to speak for him. Much more than Brock does. Much, much more than Brock does.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's got Brock, he's got Bryan, he's got Orton, he's got Cena, he's got Ziggler, he's got, like, you know, I can't... Sheamus. Babyface after babyface after the card is skewed. Like, there's, you know, Rollins and Rusev as your top heels, and like nobody else. We were talking about this before. You're screwed, right? They're
void of heels.
Well, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter if you're heel champion.
That's right.
With Lesnar or with Heyman is there.
Yep.
You can line them up against these guys until the time is right to pull the trigger on the right guy, whoever that is, down the road, or to turn him, because have Heyman turn on him again, because it's Heyman's pattern.
Yes.
But, I mean, if he wins as a babyface, then he's got, yeah, I mean, after that, he's going to face, you know, like I said, maybe he'll face Rusev, or probably face Rollins. After that, he'll have Big Show, then probably Kane fuck off, and then,
then who, right?
Yeah, like...
Mark Henry's a heel at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no money in any of this.
No. No. No, this is... and this is a very, very bad version of, like, Hogan one-man gang. Hogan Bundy, you know?
Well, more Diesel. Like, Diesel got the title.
That's true. And Diesel Bundy. Diesel Yoko. Diesel Mabel.
Yeah, like, you know, like, he's put up against... Like, there was nobody with any... No heel with any real heat that he had to face.
No.
When you talk about him being the worst drawing champion.
Yeah.
He was a horrible drawing champion, but he had, like, it was just a theory of put him in against somebody big, like Hogan used to do.
Yeah.
But they didn't even build him up strong.
He had one good one against Davey Boy Smith.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
Like, it was, yeah, that's more like what we're, you know, talking about here. So, yeah, I mean, kind of a really, like, I think that may be where they're going now.
That would be the best way to go. Roman Reigns heel with Heyman, yeah, just as you lined up all the babyface challengers. You got, I mean, we got 3 years worth of material for him, or for them, 3 months.
But it's true, though. I mean,
yeah,
I could see this happening. So
you got a year down the road, still a heel. You bring the Shield back.
Sure.
Him, right? I mean, like, you got lots of possibilities.
Ambrose is another guy he'll have as a heel. I think there would be some heat for Ambrose as
Rollins,
a...
Rollins, yeah. That would be a...
As Rollins at, like, SummerSlam?
Sure. Oh, I was thinking, like Battleground or Over the
Limit. Well, even then, it's fine. Yeah, thing, yeah, right? But it's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fine.
Or if you hold Bryan off for SummerSlam, right? And you put him in against these other guys.
Yeah.
Against Orton and Cena and whatever. Like, but there's... It just feels like Daniel
Bryan wins the Elimination Chamber, earning him the right to fight at the SummerSlam. That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Okay, so do that.
Yeah, and I kind of think that might be where they're going right now. But then again, when I say that's where they're going right now, I mean right now,
yes.
At the time of recording this, at 8:47 p.m. on a Thursday, Mountain Standard Time, because by the time that it's 8:48... They'll have a brand new idea.
And Sandow's winning.
It could be worse. It could be Kane fuck off. Who gets the win?
I think muddying the waters with this is fantastic. And you said there's still the briefcase in play. You really have five guys in play in this. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The last time they did that was on the road to WrestleMania, what? 13.
That's true, actually, they did.
Fatal four-way.
And we didn't really know what the main event was going to be for WrestleMania.
Nor did they.
No.
No. But, and I think that's the same.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing I'll say is that this was the first Raw since the Royal Rumble.
I don't think
that... As weird as that is.
I think as a draw, is Roman Reigns, can he still become your babyface guy they want him to be? Yeah, but does he have to be right now? No. If he's going to draw more money for you for 2015...
Yeah.
As a heel than he would as a babyface. And as a heel, people really could hate who you line up these babyfaces.
Yeah.
Is this the guy? Is this the guy?
The thing
is... This will work. It would be almost like you could... Because he's kept strong enough, it could almost be like what they've done with Lesnar. But he'd be there more regularly. So, you know, I mean, good for business that way.
I do this for a year, maybe?
Then somebody beats him next Mania.
Yeah, but
next Mania he turns heel at Royal Rumble. Babyface at Royal Rumble, and he faces a heel at Mania if they want to do that.
No, I'm a fan of irony, and I think you're talking about Heyman turning. I would have it lead up to next Mania would be Roman and Cena. And just do it again.
Roman and Cena?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean how
Heyman goes with Cena.
Fans will go.
Who needs someone to talk for him?
And you know what? It would be huge.
Yeah.
And that might get him the rub.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But, I mean, it's the Cena. And
I can't see Daniel Bryan not having the title at some point over the year. But even he could even win the title to him, have it for 3 months, and lose it back.
Yeah.
And he's already, what, a 2- or 3-time champion?
I think.
Daniel Bryan. Is he like a 3-time champion?
Well, if you count the world title, right?
No, I'm talking WWE title.
No, he didn't lose it ever. He just got stripped of it.
Yeah, he's a 2-time champion.
Well, he was the big gold belt champion.
Well, he beat Cena, had it for 10 minutes at SummerSlam.
Oh yeah, if you can, that's true. Yes,
and he lost it two times.
So yeah, he was a 2-time World Wrestling Federation champion.
Yeah, a WWE champion.
And then
he beat Cena, or tapped out Batista last year at Mania. But I thought one time when Orton had it, he won it, and then had a script or something like that, but technically it counted as a reign.
Oh, maybe in one of the horse shitty
things. Yeah.
That could be. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
I think so.
I think at Night of the Champions or something, he won it and they stripped it because of the referee or something.
You know, so I think he's
Brad Armstrong or whatever.
I think technically if you look at like the record books, I think this guy's a 3-time WWE champion already.
Daniel Bryan
for a total of 7 minutes.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan has won the title 93,173 times.
And he's going to hold it by the time his career is over. How many times?
Well, 75 if you include the times he beat you and I.
The right answer is 6 billion.
One for every year that the WWE is in business.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'm interested in that. Rusev is a fantastic, fantastic man.
Okay.
It was so great when all of a sudden he beat.
Was he great or was Lana great or whatever Lana?
No. This was Rusev. Was great. The pyro goes after the match and the Russian flag doesn't fall.
I think that was on purpose or not?
Huh? No. It's just a fuck up.
It was a fuck up.
It was a fuck up. But JBL did a great job saying, you know, like, oh, I bet you Cena had something to do with this or whatever. And Rusev just went fucking nuts. He went outside and grabbed the flag, like immediately, without missing a beat, went and grabbed his flag and started to wave the flag vigorously. Like, this is the kind of thing that
used to happen?
Yes. And yet was surprising that someone was able to ad lib like that. I was impressed.
You know. You don't see that anymore. But then again, he should be able to do that shit.
Well, he should. He should.
Everybody should. But it should be. In the 80s, that would happen all the time.
Well, there's that. There's the fact that
nothing's quite as.
The other fact when you talk about, like, it was very quick witted of him. Surprising. He's Bulgarian.
Where is Bulgaria?
Where's my ball area? It's right
down where?
Down there. It's right underneath my super athlete.
Makes sense, because what's his manager's name?
Backwards? But yeah, so that's that. He beat Eric Rowan. And Eric Rowan talked to John Cena in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an outcast.
He told me you have a rant on this you want to go on.
He was.
I look forward to this.
He was an outcast.
Uh-huh.
An outsider. He never really fit in.
Yeah.
And, you know, when John Cena,
uh-huh,
2 weeks ago, got him back, he really started thinking.
Yeah.
About, you know, how to make some changes.
Well, he had time to reflect, weeks and weeks and months and years.
So, like, in storyline,
mm-hmm,
this man is a fucking genius.
Yeah.
And John Cena winning a match,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
caused this fucking genius.
Yeah.
To figure out,
mm-hmm,
that he need to make some changes in his life.
Oh yeah.
The fuck.
So he stopped wearing the sheep mask.
Yes.
Stopped dressing like he was fixing cars.
Oh, did he?
And oh wait, he didn't.
I don't know.
So what changed?
He shook John Cena's hand.
Oh. Here's, I read this, because I don't watch Raw.
No.
I read this, and I'm like, this is what they think characterization is.
Yes.
But this is not what characterization is. If you say something about a character, and then their actions don't follow their words, it is not actually characterization. It's just a confusing mess.
Well, and the fact is that, like, I see now why they never beat the Usos. Because one minute he's a genius, the next minute he has to reflect, the next minute he's wearing a sheep mask. I mean, continuity, so important.
Should Lanny Poffo be his manager?
I believe he should, actually. Actually, you know who should be his manager? Who did we say should be his manager? Iron Mike Sharp should be his manager.
Obviously also a genius. He's still alive.
He's got to be.
Well, he kept himself in shape.
Yeah, not with anabolic steroids.
Did it naturally.
Well, this is great, too. Speaking of I'm thinking about flashback stuff.
Yeah.
Watching Raw from 1996 on the network. And it's the first round King of the Ring qualifying match.
Mm.
Goldust.
Oh,
Goldust. Against the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And the King of the Ring, Vince McMahon says, the King of the Ring kicking off with qualifying matches starting this weekend on the WWF Network.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck off, really?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, well, it's just what he meant. He used to call it that. I forgot he used to call it that. Like, syndication to them was the WWF Network. Like all
I don't even remember that.
Their shows, like Superstars and Challenge and shit and All American. Yeah. And that was the WWF Network.
Hmm, I was interesting.
Like, huh, WWF Network. So, I'm right.
Oh, there's a first.
Speaking of right.
Yeah.
I should tell you, we talk about Addie's real-life wrestling stories.
Oh, I haven't had one of these in a while. Let's do it.
Addie's real-life wrestling story. So, I was...
And those of you who don't understand what that is, that's where Addie takes something in real life that happens, and he makes a wrestling reference or story to somebody, and they have no idea what he's talking about, but he relates something that's real in life to wrestling.
My lovely wife.
Mm-hmm. The producer of the show.
The producer of this show.
May book us Steve Austin soon.
What? She was telling me that my dad did something for my mom. He's been doing a lot of stuff. Their house, they've been renovating their house kind of thing over time. And they're retired. And so my wife says to me, she goes, you know, I'm going to need you to take as good care of your dad does or your mom, like to me.
Mm.
And you know, I want new cabinets. And I said, well, they're retired.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I retire, in 17 years, 3 months and 9 days, then I'll look into it. I said, actually, what I'll look into it at is 17 years, 4 months and 9 days. Because I'm going to retire, I'm going to need a month to just relax. I'm going to have to watch the network.
I can't wait. In 17 years, when you're watching the stuff that was 17 years old, so it'll be like right now.
Right now.
And you'd be like, well, it's so fucking good. In 2014. Yeah. Great year.
That was a great year.
Remember
when
Roman... Wrestling sucks now, but now it's a great year.
When Roman Reigns won the Rumble? That's fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
But my wife says to me, she goes, I don't think the WWE Network is going to be around in 17 years. She goes, I don't think the WWE will be around itself in 17 years. And I said, no, the WWE will be around for 6 billion years.
She doesn't listen to the show. I mean, she produces it, but she doesn't listen.
I told her, I've seen the financials. They look solid. And she went, huh. And just walked away.
She couldn't deny this.
Well, how could you?
No, how could you?
I got right on my side.
Oh, crap.
What else happened on Raw? You know what was good on Raw? I'm talking about Peaks and Valleys. You know what was really good on Raw? And this is weird. the cock-sucking motherfuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Miz, awesome. It was great.
Okay.
He, you know, Sandow's, somebody asked Sandow for an autograph.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Miz is like, oh, yeah, you can have an autograph. And he goes, actually, I just want fucking Sandow's autograph, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, didn't we get his autograph or a picture taken with him or something?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you were one of the unwashed masses.
Yes, and his reply
was, it's nice to see you have a sense of self-worth or something.
Hi, I'm one of the unwashed masses. Good to see you have a sense of self.
A keen sense of self.
Yes. It's awesome. And we're like, I'm a fan of this man. Quick on his feet.
He is fantastic.
Not like some of them, like Wade Barrett, when I said to him, oh, yeah, sometimes people accuse me of being your twin. His response was, huh?
Yes. All right, then. Let's get this picture taken and go fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
It was great. He ran down to Sandow and was like, fuck you. And Sandow's doing the impression. Mm. And he's like, stop it. Stop it right now. Stop that shit. And he's just like, he didn't say shit, but he's basically. And so he's going on. And
he said it with his eyes.
He did. He did. They were brown. Mm-hmm. But great, great promo. Now he's his personal assistant or something.
Yeah. So this makes no sense to me.
No, I know. That's the part that makes absolutely no sense.
But the promo makes absolutely no fucking sense. Like, does he not have a WWE contract to wrestle? Because he had one before. I don't think he ever lost it. So even if he got fired as his stunt double, he would still be employed. He wouldn't have to take this assistant job.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. But anyways, go on.
Well, that's the part that didn't make any sense. But I think that the delivery, we'll call it, was great. And, okay. And it's the first time that's really started to plant the seed for the Virgiling.
The Virgiling.
Right. He's going to Virgil him. Hmm. And so that seed has been planted, I guess, for Mania? I mean, you get like 5 minutes, so I don't know what the...
See, and this is where we're again back to. But you're also doing this with Gold Dust and Stardust.
Yes, exactly. That was where I was going to go with this.
I mean, it looks very much like Murphy and Wesley and Murphy?
Yeah.
Winning the tag titles in NXT.
Is because Kara and Kalisto are coming up.
Yeah, well, Kara's already up, but they'll call up Kalisto.
Right.
Right? And form that team because when they break up Miz and Mizdow and Gold and Stardust, the tag team division is, again, just like completely shot.
No longer hot and heavy.
No longer. Cold and light.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here in the World Wrestling Entertainment. But you've got... Yeah, because then... I mean, then you're going to have the Brass Ring Club. And is new.
Oh, so let's talk about that. So, I mean, some people have called them the Masters of the WWE Universe. So the Brass Ring Club, if you guys are wondering, is what and you'll notice that Adam Rose was wearing looked like a Bullet Club t-shirt.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, a little bit.
On the Royal Rumble. And what it was is a Brass Ring Club t-shirt. And it has to do with just basically, they said to Kid and Cesaro, have you got any ideas for your team? And that's what they came up with. And some people there liked it. And of course, WWE is not known to do something like that, take somebody else's product and make it theirs. Whereas, not like ROH will do, you know, Fear the mullet shirts because there's the Fear the Beard shirts for Elgin, right? Like stuff like that. So, I mean, might not take off. They might not stay with it, but they do have the shirts and I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to grab the brass fucking ring.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. But yeah, I think it's, so you got them and then you'll have Kalisto and Kara, the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah.
You have the Usos, obviously.
Yeah.
You have the Matadors.
Yes.
Fantastic team there. And is there any other teams?
There's some. We don't know what's...
Regular teams.
I know.
Like Daniel and
I mean, we don't know if he's going to be in that main event spot because they came to him and said, we're going to do that Sheamus thing that we were going to do last year. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I mean, him and Ziggler were working the angle on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Daniel Bryan asked for the match at WrestleMania against Ziggler. And it was going to be two babyfaces essentially saying, let's just tear the house down and have a great match. Yes. And it would have been. And the crowd would have loved it. And now if Daniel Bryan, because we don't know where Daniel Bryan's going, because Daniel Bryan was supposed to put over clean again Bray Wyatt at Fastlane, was the booking plan.
Yes.
Because they're getting him strong. Right? For Taker.
Yeah.
But now we don't know what the hell's going to happen with that. So there does seem to be, especially from what I understand, from what the way it's presented here on SmackDown coming out in a couple days, or tonight for us, I guess. But
yeah,
I guess the big guy and the little guy, Ziggler and Ryback, very much are being presented like they are a regular tag team.
Well, with Rowan, actually, they're presented as this
almost like this three-man. Yeah. But definitely those two.
So who does Bray beat to build for Taker?
I don't know.
Ryback?
Other than Orton?
Yeah, Orton's the one I was thinking, but Ryback is the other.
Ryback, maybe. Orton, maybe if you bring back Sheamus.
Yeah.
It's not as strong as you'd like, but at least it's something.
I don't think you bring back Sheamus to lose to that. I mean, I don't. They might. But I think Ryback is expendable enough.
Yeah,
because really, this is going to be... You have your main event. You have your contract signing with Sting. So, at best, this is third from the top.
Yeah.
At best. So, and you got Cena and Rusev. So, now it's fourth from the top. So, I mean, it doesn't really even have to, it doesn't have to be a bit, like, it could be Ziggler again. It doesn't really matter. It's just your, you know, Ryback, Ziggler, doesn't matter. Be your upper mid, and they could just fucking, you know, have them win. But I'm really looking forward to Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker at the WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't know that Bray Wyatt should lose again, but I know the Taker shouldn't lose. Yeah, but as far as, like, you mentioned that Bray Wyatt's promo reminded you of Paul Bearer.
Yes. Yes, it did.
But, yeah, I mean, as far as a match, like, I'm really happy. Like, it became obvious to me after watching the SmackDown. It's like, oh, yeah. The way his promo was on SmackDown, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're doing the Taker thing. Like, I was skeptical Taker was going to have another match.
And on Raw, it was, yeah.
Yeah, and then now you're like, you see it on Raw, you're like, oh, yeah, definitely. There's no question anymore.
But did you see who was blanketed from head to toe sitting at ringside on Raw?
Yeah, that's the backup plan, I think. Because seriously, who is the guy who is, they're talking about fear and this and that? Like, I don't see who the guy is that if the Undertaker thing doesn't happen, it's not guaranteed yet. They're building towards it. I think it's going to happen. But if it doesn't happen, who is this guy that they're he's talking about that he's building up so much and people used to fear you and blah, blah, blah. That can be, don't you like I'm doing quotation marks for this the audio podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, who's the guy? And the boogeyman?
The boogeyman!
Because why was he there?
Who knows if the company even had him there? This guy's fucked legitimately.
Yeah, he's a different cat.
He is fucked. So, yeah, who is this guy that people used to fear if not...
Like, I don't know who else they could come up with.
Yeah. Like, who else is out there?
Yeah. Like, other than Sting. Like, Sting would be your next guy, and that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Kane?
Been there, done that. Fuck off, Kane.
That's true. That was his opening feud, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was against Kane, fuck off.
Yeah. And it's not... do people ever used to fear Bubba Ray Dudley?
No.
No. So, yeah, I don't know who the fuck it could be. Really.
Like, I don't see anybody else that it could be.
No. No, really. It's, King Kong Bundy, people used to be afraid of.
Big Show?
But he's done that a billion times.
That was all on TV, too, though.
Exactly. So, who gives a fuck?
Like, who else? Yeah, I mean...
It's it. It's Taker. Fuck it.
It's gotta be.
Do it.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Because otherwise these promos make no sense. Not that Vince? They care.
Was this a shoot interview?
Yeah.
Still can't think of any tag teams. But, yeah, I just... I don't know.
There are no tag teams to think about.
I know, right? But that's... I don't know. Still one of those things that I... If it's not Taker, it's stupid. That's basically the
Well, yeah, I mean, there is no way... Like, you've really put in... You put in all in right now with that idea.
Not necessarily. I mean, there is one person that used to be, you know, the... What do they call them? Like, the unstoppable force, the whatever. The people who used to fear you. What did he
Hulk
say?
Hulk Hogan? Fuck no.
Brother.
No, fuck off. Number one, people never feared him. Number two, Hogan is training and saying he wants the match. And I'm sure he wants it. I don't think they want it, but... If there's enough money and he can press a good enough physical, maybe. But a one-on-one match?
Oh, it'd suck dink, but still.
I just don't see how they do that. But you're right. I mean, as a backup, if the Taker falls through...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, trying to think of some...
Like, that's maybe the best.
Yeah?
Yeah, that might be the best.
Is, like... I don't know. People used to be afraid of Anderson Silva. possible wellness problems there.
Possible wellness problems. That's true.
But, no, I don't know. I just... Bray and Taker is the match.
Yeah.
And Hunter and Sting is the match. And I think Roman and Brock is the match.
I think so.
And, you know...
Will you get a Rusev-Cena rematch?
I think so. It's for the U.S. title.
Is there any chance...
Fastlane. It's for the U.S.
title. It's for the U.S. title.
That tells me that you're going to get a screwy, Louie. Because Cena ain't going to get the fucking U.S. title.
Unless they want to elevate it.
Cena's not going to get the fucking U.S. title. So, you rematch it there... they're going to be in San Francisco, right? You got the American against the Russian in San Francisco. What do you have? You have a fag match. Right?
Flag.
Yeah.
Match.
That's what I said. John Cena waves Darren Young around.
Remember that time when I was drinking and you said something and I almost choked on and died?
Yes.
Yeah. So pay attention next time to what I'm drinking.
I was. A new day. There's another tag team.
A new day.
A new day.
A new day.
Yeah.
You just tried to forget them.
Yes. Very much so. Yeah, I think you get a Cena-Rusev rematch. Then you get Orton and Rollins.
But the Cena, Orton, or Rusev rematch also has to be a... U.S. title match. Has to be. So does Cena go over on this one and then Rusev goes over the next one? Or are you double screw? Like, as long as they're in that feud, now that they've set it up for the U.S. title.
Yeah, I know.
You can't back out of that.
It's got to always be, right?
It's got to always be. And does Rusev win the feud totally? Like, I mean, I could see Rusev...
Does Cena fuck Rusev out of the title against, like, Rowan?
It's possible. It's possible. But again, you're moving in a positive direction with him elevating that title.
And he's undefeated.
And with you know, the idea of Ambrose, Ambrose getting the other title. Nothing I would love more than Rusev going over on Cena, Ambrose winning that other title, and then unifying those fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your way to go.
That's actually the way to go, because they've already kind of set up Rusev and Ambrose a little bit.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah. That's
it. They won't do that.
Unify the fuckers.
But yeah, unify the fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's just going to...
I book Bray Wyatt as a backup plan against Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I can see that.
Done. Hmm.
So China's a whore.
Yes. Yes. Will China be in the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame? No. She did porn.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast. The Steve Austin
podcast. Let's get into this podcast a little bit.
Okay. Well, goddamn. Welcome to the Steve Austin Podcast. What? We got Triple H, COO, World Wrestling Federation. What? He's a guest. What?
Yeah, you do need to work on that.
And he had Hunter
on
the fucking show. I thought Hunter came up pretty good.
The difference, like,
this was an NXT conference call to me.
When Vince was over, I was like, we're fucked. We're fucked. We're fucked forever. As long as Vince is there, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Right? When Hunter was off, I was like, yeah, some things that I don't agree with and some problems I have here, but there's some hope.
He's a competent booker.
Like, he came across as far as a guy that, like, we talk about the debate of the Royal Rumble and people were debating Vince. And Hunter said this at during this Austin thing. He said, well, the beauty of the WWE is that in the end of the day, it's just one guy's decision, creative decision. You can have all the writers, you can have everything else, you can have everybody debating it. At the end of the day, it's one guy who decides.
Yeah.
And that's Vince McMahon. And he's not always perfect, and he's not always right. I'm not always right, you're not always right, nobody's always right, including him, but he's got a pretty good track record.
I'm always right.
And I'm going, as I listen to this, fuck off. As I listen to this, I'm like, well, proof though, if it's one guy and people are trying to change his mind and it's obvious what the crowd's going to do and he doesn't see the Roman Reigns thing coming, no better proof that this guy is out of touch.
Yes.
And there's one guy who's out of touch than that night.
Yeah.
And that's not going to turn around. But
that said, Roman Reigns did not get a bad reaction on Raw on Monday.
Yeah.
He didn't get booed out of the building.
No, but he's not as... Even if he's not... Last year, Batista was hated. I mean, I don't really understand why Batista was hated so much, because it was like, you're back, and you're going to get a title match, and you haven't been around for a long time, and you don't love wrestling, and you're just getting it because you're a big star from the past.
That's why.
And the year before, The Rock, well, you were gone for a long time, and you haven't really beat anybody, and you're back, and you're getting a title match, and what was different? One was The Rock, and one was Batista. Like, there was no difference otherwise.
No, exactly. One was good, and one was Batista.
But that's it, though. I mean, the reasons why they hated Batista, they could have actually said those about The Rock, too. But nobody hated The Rock. Everybody was happy to see him.
No.
And Batista...
Because there's only one Rock.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the whole thing. It's like people... And this is the whole 50-50 booking, the whole you can lose and then go get a title shot. All of this horse shit is because they go, oh, we did that with Rock. Yeah. You could light The Rock on fire. And he would still draw.
On fire.
On fire.
Which I don't know if you noticed when I did the write-up is the name of the show.
Yeah?
Seriously.
Nice.
Coincidence, now it worked in.
I'm
serious, go look it up.
We are fantastic planners.
The show's called On Fire.
But that's it. You could set The Rock on fire. And it would get... It would he would get over. I mean, it's just one of those things that
No, I know. But the thing is...
Now they use it every fucking time. And it doesn't...
But that's what I'm saying, though. All the reasons why... Like, I don't know why they hated him so much. But the thing was, they hated Batista.
Yes.
Roman Reigns, they don't hate Roman Reigns.
No.
They just don't want him in the spot. It's like, we don't hate you.
No.
We hate the booking that's deciding to go with you.
We want
to
deal with
someone else. We hate the Vince McMahon. We hate Hunter. We hate the writing team. We hate, like we hate the people that are making these decisions.
Did you get the snake?
No. But, see? Look.
On fire.
It actually was called that.
Nice. We're on
fire. That's so fucking funny.
That is tremendous.
But yeah, I mean, they don't... That's the difference, though. They hated Batista. They don't... For some reason, they just hated him.
Yeah.
There's not a hatred. They just don't want him. He's not as popular. He's not as over. Yeah, they're more. Yeah,
it's worse.
Yeah, in some ways, it is worse.
Always.
But the thing is, they'd be willing to cheer him if he was placed as the number two or three guy, and if he was going against Rollins at WrestleMania, and not a title match.
Yeah.
People would be willing to cheer him.
I think part of it too.
He'd be getting a good reaction.
I keep saying too. Part of it is that he got hurt.
Maybe.
Well, you didn't get that. I said you didn't get that opportunity to either lay groundwork or get the audience temperature to him.
I think they've done that in the past. I think they did that starting last year when you eliminated 11 people.
They tried.
You know, breaking Kane fuck off's record and.
But I still don't think that worked. You know that was that they were able to get an idea of what it was like. I still don't think that they got a good gauge on it because of the timing of the injury and the fact that it was leading.
I don't think so. I think that injury occurred when it's the death months anyways. He comes back for the Royal Rumble. That's when he should have the momentum anyways. I don't think that's...
He should.
I've seen a lot of people come back, be gone around that time, come back around the Royal Rumble and have momentum. I mean, Edge did and all these people. Like it. I don't see that being an issue. I really don't think that's it. I think it's more just that he's popular. We'd like to cheer you. We just don't love you. But we like you. We like you quite a bit, and we'd be happy to cheer you, and we don't hate you.
Yep.
And we like you, and you're fairly over, but you're not over to the level of your push, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But could you get over to the level of the push as you continue to build the push? Maybe. But it's just this guy over here, and we really love him.
Yeah.
And we just would rather have him.
Perhaps if Roman Reigns had a bus, and he could go across America... In a call to action campaign.
Like Jack Swagger should have?
And meet everyone.
Yeah.
Just use the Exotic Express.
Or Randy Orton's bus.
Or CM Punk's not using his bus anymore.
No, he likely isn't.
Yeah. And that comes, like, Kofi drives it. So they're.
It's true.
It's right there.
It's true.
But, so that's. It's right there.
Yeah.
Use it.
On fire.
Use it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just think that...
Excuse me.
No.
There's no excuse for that.
There is no excuse for you. Roman Reigns, I don't know. It just.
But anyways, back to fucking...
What were we talking about?
The Stone Cold podcast.
Oh yeah, what? Yeah, so Hunter.
Yeah.
He was on it.
Uh-huh.
What else did he say? He wants to have a match with Buddy Rogers.
Mm-hmm. And Owen Hart was funny, and Bret Hart took himself too seriously.
Yes, that was. I mean, Austin still. I mean, that was one of the best things we talked about Owen, and you know, just how Owen would try to have a bad match just to piss him off. That's awesome.
That's great. And he's like, it's great if he's doing it to somebody else, but he does it to you.
Yeah, he's like, and he did it to me.
He did. Can you imagine? Did that to me at WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania, me. But yeah, China did porn.
Yeah.
So she's not going in the Hall of Fame.
So X-Pac can't go in.
No.
Pamela Anderson, who of course was at WrestleMania 12, never going in Celebrity Wing.
11.
11. Oh, did I say 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, she was at WrestleMania 12, and she will never go in.
11.
And Hulk Hogan, of course, has to come back out. Because he's porn.
You're thinking of Pat Patterson.
Mickey James, who was some talk of her going in this year, can't go in because of those porn pictures she has.
Yes.
Not a movie, but she has porn pictures. And we're not talking Playboy. We're talking porn. good pictures, by the way. I like them. She was young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was she ever young?
Mike Tyson.
Well, he did nothing. Sylvester Stallone inducted Hulk Hogan. You know what he did? A porn.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. If Kim Kardashian was to say, oh, I want to show up and guest host a Raw, they would say no.
Yeah.
They would say no. We can't have you on.
No.
After all.
Was she not the guest host of a WrestleMania 1 year? Or sang an anthem or did something.
She might have done. You know what?
I thought they just called her the guest host. She was when it was in Orlando. She was there. But the one when Flair retired. But I don't know what her role was.
I'm looking it up because that actually does sound familiar.
Yeah. She was definitely there. It was just, I'm not unclear what her role was.
Kim Kardashian,
WrestleMania,
WWE. I'll just put. Yeah, Kim Kardashian, WrestleMania 4.
Four
or 24. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hosted by Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
Which will of course make her eligible for the Hall of Fame, but
yeah,
did porn.
Damn it.
So
you know what? Though I
would never put her in.
Honestly, I look at this and. That's the people. That's the thing. The thing is,
I did Google China. And guess what? In the first, in the pages, no porn. If you look up the images, no porn. Mm-hmm. If you look up videos, it's all her wrestling matches. No porn. I mean, she was the Hulk in the Avengers porn parody. Mm-hmm. Who else could play that role though?
Steph. He has a type.
You gotta be careful. What happens if Charlotte dyes her hair?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, he may leave Steph.
All right, let's go to China.
Like, there's nothing.
Movies and TV shows. The Surreal Life. Illegal Aliens. Cougar Club. Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah, but... Like, and it's just fucking. Like, big deal. Like, I swear to God. Like, it's just... They're fucking... Who cares? Is it? Can we get past this?
There's a movie called,
is this like the worst thing in the world? It's just fucking.
There's a movie called Tokyo, China.
I mean, you get movies where people like simulate it, but it's basically exactly as graphic. And you know what? They could be inducted in the Hall of Fame or be stars or still be seen on TV. Like, yeah, let's just get over it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: is China was in a porn.
That's, yeah,
and
a
she's
few, but whatever,
and she's had a bad go of it, let's say.
So has Scott fucking Hall.
Yeah, exactly, and Sunny.
Sunny, yeah,
but
who has her own porn pictures out there?
The thing is that yeah. But with Missy Hyatt, did that did
yeah. Thing.
But I mean, here's the thing, is you. You do porn, okay? Well, you don't. But
I tried. My upstairs neighbor used to shoot them. Did I ever tell you that story?
Really?
Yeah. Legit. Calgary's cute first timers. They weren't so cute.
No. If anybody wants,
but
he was
paying
$1,500. If anybody wants to see Mo, Google Beached Whale 69. Mm-hmm.
Although, unfortunately, they'll get me in my role in the Reno 911 movie.
They'll get you in all the roles.
They blew me up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
China does porn.
But here's the problem with my upstairs neighbor. So he's doing porn.
Right.
And he offers me it. I'm like, are you in this? Said, yeah. I don't want to see that. And then he goes, I'm like, are you making money off this? He goes, not really. Like, but it's just early distribution. We're going to do another film. The guys get $1,500. The girls get $1,500. So that's a lot of expenses to cover. I'm like, well, there's your fucking problem right there. You're paying the guys $1,500.
Yeah. That is literally his fucking problem.
You pay the girls $2,500. You make yourself a little. You get yourself a better looking class of girl. You pay the guys $15. You pocket $485 that you're spending for your saving per scene. The guys will pay you $15,
yeah,
or at least. You're paying the guys, you moron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
So yeah, it didn't work for him.
China.
He works for the post office now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he delivers the mail. Sometimes to the back door.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Huh. Is this? He's got.
His name was Steve.
Steve, mm-hmm. I've got a package for you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. China did porn. So, if they want to...
They're shooting right fucking upstairs for me.
The thing is, they could... She's given them the excuse to not put them in.
As soon as she did that, I went, she's never getting in. Seriously, that was like my first thought when I heard.
Yeah.
And she's doing porn, I'm like, well, that's it. She's never going back. She's never getting on a Rob Union. She's never getting the Hall of Fame. Like, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
Was you are just... I'm like, I don't know why you're doing it. I don't think it's that big a deal. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's it. You're not going... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, and it is a double standard because certainly raping a woman is a billion times worse, and Mike Tyson's convicted of that. And
well, here's the thing: is who's what? Then I've heard that reaction too, and we went through it in tongue in cheek with the got to take Hogan out, got to do this.
Yeah,
yeah, like it's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
It's China.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who gives a fuck about China?
Apparently, Steve Austin.
Is anybody? Yeah, yeah.
He's the. I think he's the only guy.
No. Well, but think back. Royal Rumble 2012.
Yeah.
We go to the DXP anal.
Yes.
They talk at length about China.
And surprisingly, glowingly. And if you want to hear about it, you can listen to it exclusively here on the Week
Talk. And we talk wrestling
podcast
network.
Network, yeah.
Yeah. But.
Smooth.
Yeah. We're pros. But no, she did porn. She gave him the excuse, and they're going to exercise their right to have an excuse. And that's all there is to that. China, should China go in? Yeah. All things being equal, China should go into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But because someone went in her on video, she's not going in to the Hall of Fame.
She's not going in because someone went in her.
Yes.
Or in her.
Someone went in her.
Or she,
so she's not going
She did a movie where it was China's Royal Rumble, yeah, where I believe 12 men went in her at the same time.
Exactly.
So.
My ass. Yes. But I just, that's how I see it.
It was. Wasn't one of them called Backdoor to China?
Yes. Yeah, that was on Google.
Yeah, I think Steve delivered that.
Yeah, there you go. I have a package for you. But I don't know, I look at it like, China, is it a big deal? No. Right? Is Hulk Hogan not being in the Hall of Fame? But yes.
Yeah.
Right? Mike Tyson? Yes.
Nah, well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, for their celebrities, who's Mike Tyson and Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah.
You know, need to be the ones that, like, Cyndi Lauper not in is criminal to me.
But, I mean, what's really sad about this is now Val Venus has no chance to get in.
Well, not necessarily. Chief Morley could go in.
Oh, good point. Mm-hmm. And you had a gimmick where the guy who was a porn star.
Yeah. Hope the Godfather goes in.
He will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the whole thing. So I mean, I'm trying to think of anything. I mean, NXT talked about NXT again. That seemed to be again with more worked questions. But it, as I said, it was basically an NXT conference call.
Yeah.
Where Hunter goes on and you know talks about. Talks about it glowingly about
he knows what the audience wants to hear, whether or not he really thinks this or does this. That's the question. But as a booker and a creative guy, I feel good about him. The question about Hunter is, can he run a company because he doesn't have any business teachings or schooling that he attended?
Can his daughter run a company?
Yeah, that's it. When Vince is gone, it's not the creative part that it's. The people question. It's the business side.
Well, let's look at
I mean, Heyman was great creatively, couldn't run a business. Yeah. And this is a much bigger scale, which is good and bad.
Yeah, but when Vince was going creative, all creative, all the time, building his thing, and Vince, the
Linda
thing
was that, there.
Yeah, and so can Stephanie be Linda, right?
Well, I don't know.
And that's the whole thing. The X factor in this, let's just say that Hunter can be okay creatively.
Yeah.
And let's say that Stephanie can be okay businessly.
Okay.
Right? And so you get your thing. The X factor here and what I'm not getting is...
Are you dealing with the X factor?
I got everything that I've ever wanted. And I'm going to tell you how. I know you hate X factor, but you ain't got to look at me like that. I said you don't got to look at me like that.
Is that Uncle Cracker?
That is Uncle Cracker. But the unknown, the X factor, if you will.
Yeah.
Vince is a promoter. That's what I don't get from Hunter or Stephanie. Creative, sure. Business, sure. It's that promotion ability. That's the over the top part. That's the part that got 173 people.
His promotion is usually that's his strength. His promotion is stronger than his creative. Like you look at it again,
yeah.
This guy's historically. You look at the characters he's created, and the gobbledygookers and all this shit. It's like, no, this guy, he's not good at any of this.
Well, he if he surrounds himself with good people, Pat Patterson, yeah. Vince Russo,
Jim Cornette,
yeah. Michael Hayes,
yeah.
Right? Like,
there's a lot of people out there that can, yeah. But as far as his actual, he's not good at that. No, he's not. But his promoting, his making you feel like you're seeing something that's special, even when it's not. Him making you feel excited to see Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy. That's what's special about Vince.
Yeah. And that's the part I don't see.
Even though that's going to be a two-star match.
Yeah.
You're still excited because of the way they used to, he promoted it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's, yeah, that's definitely his, that's his strength.
Hogan cheated in that match, you know.
I know.
It wasn't a regulation door.
No.
Bundy couldn't fit out the door.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't get in it.
Yeah. Ricky Schroeder, special guest ring announcer, he barely got out. Mm. He was 12.
Could he get out of China?
Mm. Yes. Yes, he could.
Well, those other guys made room.
Mm-hmm.
And could fit in easy.
Yeah. Well, Tommy Lasorda was there. And Elvira.
I met her.
That's true. So did I.
Not that nice lady.
No.
No.
No. Kind of a cunt.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk TNA at all.
Oh yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. Is there anything we laid the groundwork for Fast Lane?
There's NXT Takeover next week.
Oh yeah.
The next NXT, not Takeover. I guess it's NXT. The next NXT
is
Rivals.
Rivals.
NXT Rival. The next event is next week. I'm not as caught up on my NXT as I like to be. A couple weeks behind, but I mean, I don't feel like this one has as much momentum.
No.
As they've had, you know, building towards it. On the other hand, I'm still really...
Well, let's look
still
at this.
Looking forward to it,
let's
right?
look at this card. You got Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens for the title now. We
yes.
talked about it wasn't going to be a title match.
It's for the title now.
It's actually for the title.
And the thing that, I mean, is curious on a couple ways. How hot will the crowd be? How good will that match be?
Yeah.
Because you expect it to be really good. In the videos, the promos and everything. And then the third thing that's really curiosity is, how will it compare to their matches we've seen in the past in ROH? Because we've seen these guys work each other a billion times.
Yeah, we saw the ladder match.
The ladder match, and we saw that final battle match where, remember, but where
yes.
I mean, you're doing moves like his brain buster off the top rope and stuff like that they won't be allowed to do. So, to see if they can have the great match without being allowed to do the kind of tricks that they did in ROH. Jesus.
Yeah. We had McNuggets. McNuggets. But yeah, I just think it's going to be
that's awful.
WWE style. How are they going to do? And how is Kevin Owens going to do with the WWE style? Because really...
We haven't seen much of them.
One match.
Two.
Two? No.
Neville.
Right, yes. So, but still, you know. And then, speaking of Neville, you got Adrian Neville against Finn Balor for the number one contendership.
If that's less than 4 stars, I'll be amazed.
Yeah, I know, right? That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, it was, you think of the match that got them both hired.
Yeah.
It was Pac against Devitt.
Yeah.
You know, and they went with Pac first.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they've got Devitt. So, I mean, this is just, yeah. And you look at this, too, and then you got the four-way with Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch for the women's title. Fine.
Because the women's title matches have been so good at these events, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, and even if it's not, it's going to be 10 minutes. Then you got Wesley
Maybe
Blake,
a little longer. Maybe a little longer.
But Blake and Murphy against the Lucha Dragons rematch for the tag titles should be fine. Right, and you got Baron Corbin and Bull Dempsey, which is a mean guy match.
Yeah, it's probably the one that doesn't need to happen because it just feels like that's done. Though they're keeping the feud going,
but let it happen. Fine,
yeah, it's fine though. But
two,
but,
four, five matches for this 2 hour special,
and at least two of them you expect to be four star plus. And if even one of them after that is three, or two of them could be 3 star, you're going to walk away from this. And the match that'll go on last will be great.
Hardly
You're
any...
going to walk away from this going, this is great. I kind of think Kevin Owens is getting the title. as well.
I kind of think that too.
I kind of suspect he's getting the title.
I look
especially at, as you get the Finn Balor winning the belt or winning the number one contender. I figure, but even then, I think you're going to see the next special after this, whatever it is, probably be a four way for the championship. I'm thinking,
yeah,
Owen, Zayn, Neville, and Balor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it...
And then there's other guys we still could see. We could still see Hideo Tommy. We could still see, like... There's still guys on, like, the
God
villains. The, yeah. Like, there's still Tyler Breeze versus Hideo Tommy or something like that.
Yeah.
Could be announced and go on there and be a good little match, you know?
But here's 5 matches in 2 hours with basically no commercials.
Yeah.
So even if you go 25-25...
It'd probably be 90 minutes worth of wrestling.
You go 25-25, the opening there with Dempsey goes 10... That's an hour, right? And then you go...
I don't think that opening goes 10, but...
Well, but...
But the tag team at least goes...
Okay, so like, the tag team goes 10.
Tag team goes 10. Charlotte, I think that goes 15. And Balor goes... Yeah, I mean, you're looking at about probably 80 minutes of wrestling in a two-hour show.
Yeah. So then you get 40... And then maybe interviews and your entrances and all that
interviews,
shit.
Entrances, and maybe, like I say, possibly you could see one more, like I say, Tyler Breeze... A Tommy, something like that still.
Yeah.
You know, throw it on there and be good. So, I mean, I don't can't think of there's anybody else there that we're waiting to see debut right now. I don't think
there is. Isn't there that amateur guy?
He has debuted. He has been on.
Yeah, but has he won or has he been a jobber?
He's been a jobber, but...
That's what I mean. So...
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, what's his name? Solomon Crowe?
Yes, they have that's been true. They have been doing the... His name has been appearing.
Yeah, so he could show up.
He's a hacker.
Essentially that's the gimmick.
What was that guy's name? What was the guy in England or whatever? Remember the?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. WikiLeak.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's current.
Well, whatever. I think Crow seems. I mean, I'm from my limited. Exposure to him seems like he's got.
Yeah, what was his name before?
I can't recall though. We
Solomon
don't know.
Crowe was. He was in Dragon's Gate.
You look it up.
All right. As we go to the phones.
Caller.
What?
Go to the phones like Larry King.
Lonnie's a bitch. Jane's a whore. Hello, Connecticut. Sammy Callahan,
that's it. Yeah, I saw him a couple times, and yeah, he's...
So he's the guy,
yeah,
right?
He's the guy.
But you know what I love about this is that, like, when you look at everything, and I remember, it's funny because you talk about how things get to where they need to go, but they take time.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Hunter talking about how he really wanted to work on developmental. And then everybody giving him a hard time, like, 9 months later, we're like, oh, how about that developmental?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, these fucking things take time to do this whole thing. And it finally gets up and running probably a good 15 months after he said it.
Yeah.
Which is probably then 2 years after he started it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And then you get it going, and you get your, you know, and there's some of them are still around, but your hippie fucker. CJ Parker.
Yeah,
you got your New Age Outlaw guys.
Mojo Rawley might be back now.
Yeah, yeah. Your Mojo Rawley. You got your New Age Outlaw guys. What are they? Guys, right?
Yeah.
But when it all boils down now, when the chips are down, and you have to have a quote unquote pay per view for NXT, special for NXT, you got Zayn and Owens. You got Neville and Balor. You got Blake and Murphy against Sin Cara and Kalisto. You got a check match. You got a mean guy match. Like, there isn't all this. Like, this to me is Hunter's vision.
Hopefully,
right? And so that gives me hope.
Hopefully,
right? Yeah. Because this looks like an excellent card.
The thing that that's the thing again. And the specials are being excellent. The one thing that I thought was most interesting. Tell you the truth, in many ways about the podcast was when scripted promos were put up.
Yes,
were brought up. Hunter did not at all.
He didn't defend him.
He didn't defend it. No, he danced around it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He couldn't slam it.
No.
But he didn't. He didn't endorse it.
No, and he didn't. But he, exactly, and he didn't kind of be like, well, this is the way it fucking has to be.
He didn't defend it with something that didn't make any sense and was stupid like Vince did.
Yeah.
He danced around a little bit, but in no way did he come out and say, here's why it's good.
Yeah.
Which is what Vince did. And Vince's, everybody went, that's a lot of shit.
No, but and I wonder how much of that will change.
And don't get me wrong, the idea that he could have watched Vince's and go, here's all the stuff he did wrong, here's how you handle it. Because you can learn from it.
You can.
Vince could go on probably this time and give him the same interview that Hunter gave. Because you can learn from it. You can look at it. But
I just wonder...
But I just like that he didn't endorse the scripted promos.
I just wonder how much... I just wonder how much Hunter's defensive position or lack thereof will change when it's his call.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because right now he's wishy-washy on some things that... He even said it. Look, it's Vince.
Yeah.
Like, this is Vince. So yeah. I work there. I'm pretty fucking high up there.
Yeah.
But I just work there, man. Yeah. So I don't have the final say. So does this, some of this suck? Yeah, blah, 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 right? He's in a position where he can do that.
Yeah.
When the buck stops with Hunter, I wonder how much he's going to be open to criticism. We don't know yet. And we won't know until it happens, right? But I think he probably,
from what I've seen of him, he seems like he can be petty. He seems like you talk about even
with CM Punk.
Cancel the NFL Network.
Yes.
I think he might not be open to it, but I think the difference is he'll be better at hiding it.
You know who will be open to it? China.
Yeah. And Kelly.
Yes.
For talking about horrors.
We are. We really are.
Ryback would have liked them.
Yes. Feed me horse.
Yeah. All right, let's real quickly here. Let's. I want to just hit this upcoming.
Kelly?
I wouldn't mind.
You said upcoming.
She's gonna be at the convention that we're going to.
Yeah, wrestle cunt.
God. She has black hair now.
Huh. So Hunter.
Upcoming.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding. Upcoming. upcoming DVDs.
Oh. Any upcoming baby butt wipes?
Now, I'm going to say some of these that are non-WWE first to see if any of these...
If I give a shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, we have Diva Diaries with Candice LeRae.
Nope.
Mm.
Who the hell is Candice LeRae?
The Joey and Candice High Spot Special? Joey Ryan?
Who is Candice LeRae?
Best friends, Joey Ryan. Okay, how about this one? ROH, the Young Bucks Super Kick Party Part 1.
That's cool.
Yeah. Old School, Ole Anderson and Danny Miller.
What's a Danny Miller?
Who cares? It's Ole Anderson.
Is he talking?
Back to the Territories with Jim Cornette and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
That would be awesome. Jim Cornette and Jim Duggan? Fantastic.
Timeline of WWE 2008 with Brian Myers. Seriously, I don't know.
What the fuck's a Brian Myers?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering if you can tell me, look at his picture and tell me, do you know this guy?
He's got his fists up.
That's why I think that he's got to be a guy. At first I thought he was like a creative guy.
Yeah, is it the showrunner?
Yeah.
Let me just, Brian...
Myers.
Oh. Or Meyer.
Well, it says.
Oh, there's Brian Myers. Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, WWE 2008 with Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah, Kurt Hawkins.
So excited. When I think of the guy to represent WWE in 2008, first guy that comes to mind.
Actually, it's pretty representative. Seriously.
The Ropes, a wrestling documentary. ROH, thanks, Steam, thanks. Here's one that I'm looking forward to. Jim Crockett Promotions, The Good Old Days DVD set.
The Good Old Days.
Yeah. Okay, now let's get to the WWE ones.
Okay.
So, here we got February 3rd.
Uh-huh.
The Best of Raw and SmackDown 2014.
Oh. A lot of, what are those things called? Test patterns?
February 10th.
Uh-huh.
WWE Slam City, Season 1.
Oh, sign me up.
February 17th, The Destruction of the Shield.
Sounds like Slam Shitty. What? The Destruction of the Shield?
Destruction of the Shield.
Well, okay. I'm interested.
You're interested.
Okay. That has piqued my curiosity.
I think it'll be some of the stuff we saw on that documentary. Like, we've seen the sit-down interview they had at WrestleMania last year, which was great.
Yes,
that was. We saw that some of the documentary with the lead-up to Ambrose versus Rollins.
Yeah.
And I just think the documentary about these guys coming in and the whole thing should be really good. I mean, plus there's a bunch of great matches there.
So. Now with 30% new footage.
Yeah, but I still don't think... Looking forward to that one. Flintstones and WWE Stone Age SmackDown.
Okay, with CM Rock.
Yeah. So April 14th, uh-huh. Ultimate Warrior, Always Believe.
Ah, in Destrucity.
This one feels like it doesn't need to happen.
Why not?
Because he had his DVD literally like 15 months ago.
Yeah,
but they're going to 18 months ago.
But he's popular now, so they're going to make more money. And okay. if the kids get money. If his kids get some money out of this deal, that's not that bad.
No, you know what? Good point. It's not that. Like I said, I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to buy it, but it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. ECW unreleased number 3.
Uh huh.
You
know what ECW is? Over.
Just
be done with it.
Well, hosted by. The Blue Meanie and Stevie Richards.
The BWO. I heard about this.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, the BWO is hosting it.
Who gives a shit?
You have the Just Say Yes, 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 Daniel Bryan one.
Okay.
And then one that I've been waiting for a long time, they're finally going to do. And while I can't stand listening to my commentary at all anymore.
Booker T?
Brutal. No, Booker T has a new book coming out, though. My Rise to Royalty, I think it's called. Like, it's his second book.
What?
I think that's what it's called, My Rise to Royalty.
Wow. It's impressive.
It's like 500 pages.
I think Booker T read two books, let alone wrote two.
Wow. It's like 500 pages, though. Like, that's Bret Hart length. Like, that's a big book. Yeah. 496 pages, I believe, if memory holds.
496. 493 of those pages just say, did you see that? But JBL?
But here's the one. No, It's Good to Be King, the Jerry Lawler story. As a documentary?
Yes, it is about damn time Jerry Lawler got a DVD.
Like, his stuff, his story, it could be a 3-hour documentary, his stuff in Memphis, and you could do 2 hours on just him and Kaufman alone.
Yeah.
And then you throw in all the other stuff, and all the money he drew, and his
Randy
start.
Savage, and Austin Idol, and just. And
all that stuff, even be, forget his, and then you also have his WWE stuff, which for a while was pretty good when he first came in.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, like really, really.
I'm really
looking forward to
that. I'll get that. Yeah,
yeah,
that,
for sure.
That for shizzle. I mean, we did a Jerry Lawler kind of a bit of a retrospective memories thing when we thought he was going to die. He did the heart attack.
Yeah,
in Montreal there, and and all that stuff will on the DVD. I just hope they don't Heenan it.
Yeah, you know? I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
Wow.
They should have all that footage, and he's still there.
They all have Heenan's footage.
Yeah, but...
They fucked that up.
Wow. Yeah, but it was before their... that's not true.
No, they fucked it up.
Maybe it's because he couldn't really... I mean, but...
They fucked it
Lawler up. Will be there. Well, they definitely fucked it up, but Lawler will be there.
So I hope they don't fuck it up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying.
They
might. You're saying I don't think they will. I think they might.
They might. They might, but I don't think they will.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
But they might.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. We're OUT in this son of a bitch.
I guess so. So, like, and I gotta say, tonight's show, we're on fire.
Ignited.
And we are on the fast lane. We are in the fast lane on the road to WrestleMania 31. Did you hear what the song is going to be for WrestleMania 31?
I presume it's Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Big time! It was Big Time.
Yeah, I know. They won't go back to that.
No, I hope not.
They'll stay current and go Sledgehammer.
Let me just see here.
Because it's going to be after... they're naming it after Hunter. Sledgehammer.
Yes, I want to be. Yeah. It's Rise. It's called Rise.
Uh-huh. On Fire?
By David Guetta featuring Skylar Grey.
Mm-hmm. Why are you bringing this up?
I don't know. Just asking if you heard about it. Which we're on the road to WrestleMania because the official song is Rise. The official tag line, the official slogan of WrestleMania 31. WrestleMania 31, at East WrestleMania.
Actually, if you'll notice, it's not even called WrestleMania 31. It's just called WrestleMania. It's basically called WrestleMania 2015. And then the next year will be WrestleMania 2016, 2017. But they're just called WrestleMania. They've essentially dropped the numbering system. It's not on any of the advertisements.
Yeah, it is.
Not anymore. No. It's just the play symbol.
That's stupid.
I had no problem with that. Royal Rumble is called Royal Rumble 2015. I don't have trouble remembering it. Vince McMahon thinks that if you see 30 or 31 or 32 in these things, it's going to be hard to remember. They're going to be harder to stick out. Yeah. And he also thinks to himself, you're going to think that it's old, it's passé, it's been around too long.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 49, right? So passé.
UFC just did 184, 183, I think, actually. And they just... 182 and 183, yeah, but both they, like, but huge money. And nobody cares.
It's
all about the promotion. It doesn't matter these days.
They're all about
But that's a very Vince thing. Can't call the belts. The championship can't call them a belt. You can't,
sports entertainment.
Yes, it's just a
Vince. I understand. It's stupid.
But they're not calling it.
It's stupid.
I don't care.
But yeah.
I don't think it matters.
WrestleMania 31, Addie's WrestleMania.
Survivor Series 1997. I know which one it is.
Yes. Okay. What year is it in, though?
I don't know. That I don't know.
In Your House, Beware of Dogs.
Addie's WrestleMania. Is that going to be an Addie and Bo's WrestleMania?
No.
So, anyways, do the promotion.
WeTalkWrestling.com do it like is Vince. Our website.
Do the promotion like Vince.
All right. WeTalkWrestling.com is how you get on. And then from there, go to... Sorry. It's distracting. He's in my ear.
And the best part is... Yeah, just say it like JBL. It'd be easier.
Yeah.
The best part is to see you pause. I wish this was a video podcast. You literally... Yeah, your mouth is open. Your finger's up in the air. You're like... I just see the look in your eyes going, oh, fuck.
Go ahead.
One more time.
At We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine.
After we talk
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
It's Facebook.com. you are correct, sir.
We're on iTunes.
We're
on Stitcher. We're on Stitcher.
Say it like Johnny Carson.
Uh-huh. We are on Stitcher.
Yes, we are, sir.
And we are on the TuneIn Radio app.
TuneIn Radio app.
That is correct. That is correct. Totally live. We Talk Wrestling truly is unbelievable. And as they say, anything can happen on We Talk Wrestling.
So, in the meantime.
And in between time. That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, are we off there?
We are. We finally are.
I'm not sure that was a good show. You want to do it again?
We were on fire.